USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's 2020 White House campaign trail, a busy place on Saturday. U.S. Senate Democrat Cory Booker formally kicking off his campaign in his hometown of Newark, New Jersey.
I believe we will make justice real for all people. And that is why I am running for President of the United States of America.
Independent Senator Bernie Sanders at a rally in Warren, Michigan, addressing recent allegations of alleged voter suppression during the 2018 midterm elections.
To those Republican governors who don't have the guts to participate in free, fair, and open elections, get the hell out of politics.
And Democratic South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg will formally announce his run today. And this is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true, when it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice.
People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
About a dozen people were injured, but luckily nobody killed when a powerful tornado touched down in Franklin, Texas, south of Dallas yesterday. This man says there was a lot of damage. For instance,
there was a house right here, a trailer house, and this is all gone. The whole thing is just gone, just got wiped out.
A tornado in Angelina County, Texas, did kill two children. Another Texas woman was killed by debris from a storm, and a 13-year-old boy drowned in Louisiana. Forecasters say the southeast must remain on alert for more severe storms and possible tornadoes today and tonight. The storms could interrupt the Masters golf tournament later on today. Tens of thousands have gathered in St. Peter's Square today to hear the Pope's message of humility and obedience on this Palm Sunday for Catholics. He told the crowd not to be ashamed, to show enthusiasm for Jesus. The Mass opens up the holiest week in Christianity, ending next Sunday on Easter. The Boston Marathon is tomorrow, and this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The FBI wants people to be trained on how to thwart active shooters. It says so in its annual report released this week. It says there were 27 active shootings in the U.S. in 2018, leading to the deaths of 85 people and injuries to 128 others. The number was down from 2017 when there were 30 active shooting events. Most of the shooters were male, but the report says three were women, and the gender of the fourth is unknown. The youngest active shooter was a 13-year-old male student who opened fire at an Indiana middle school. There were calls for this for days. Now, an infant cradle has been recalled, as USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
Fisher-Price is recalling about 5 million rock-and-play sleepers. Anne Marie Burkle of the U.S. Product Safety Commission says,
this is a product that's been in the market since 2009. And since then, approximately 30 infants have died in the rock-and-play sleeper.
The deaths occurred after the infants rolled over on their stomachs or sides while unrestrained. Some of them died of suffocation. The sleepers are padded cradles that vibrate. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And Mazda 3 cars, model years 2016 through 2018, are being recalled because of a windshield wiper problem. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.